Significant changes in Battle Creek. The earnest labors of James and Ellen White in Battle Creek for the few days in mid-September while on their way to Wisconsin, followed by the messages of testimony number 12, began to bring about changes in the attitudes of the church members toward the whites. Even Loughborough had been tinged with the spirit of criticism and opposition in Battle Creek, see. He read one of the first copies of testimony number 12 as it came from the press, and wrote the same day, September 17. No doubt his experience typified that of not a few in Battle Creek. About 4 hours since I had placed in my hands at the review office a completed testimony number 12. Believing it to be light from the Lord, I at once eagerly, yet prayerfully, commenced its perusal. I have completed its reading without stopping to have the mind diverted with other matters. Often while reading, have I thought, how good is the Lord to instruct His people, giving us line upon line, precept upon precept. This testimony is from the Lord. It breathes a spirit of humility and love, and such an evidence of the tenderness and care of our Heavenly Father for the interests of His cause in its various departments, and for His people in particular, that I hasten to commend it to the consideration of all the brethren and sisters. It reproves wrongs among us, both in the young and old, but what of that? If we ever expect the purifying work to be accomplished in our hearts, and ourselves got ready for the judgment, our wrongs must be brought to our knowledge, seen, confessed, and forsaken. Brethren, immediately secure a copy of testimony number 12, read it carefully, pray over it, study it, and endeavor to exemplify its instructions in your lives, and may we all be enabled to reap the benefits which follow in the path of those who are not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. On returning to Battle Creek early in October, James White called a council of brethren that there might be an investigation and an opportunity for the whites to meet the widely circulated false reports. A number of these reports had been kept from them, but they had learned of them at the convocations in Wisconsin and Iowa. Ellen White declared, "We have been astonished to find, by investigation and by recent confessions from nearly all the members of this Battle Creek Church, that some one or more of the false reports have been fully credited by nearly all, and that those professed Christians have cherished feelings of censure, bitterness, and cruelty against us, especially against my feeble husband who is struggling for life and liberty. Some have had a wicked, crushing spirit and have represented him as wealthy yet grasping for money." In response to James's call, brethren from several parts of Michigan came into Battle Creek. Ellen White wrote, "My husband fearlessly called on all to bring what they could against him that he might meet it openly and thus put an end to this private slander. The wrongs which he had before confessed in the review he now fully confessed in a public meeting and to individuals, and also explained many matters upon which false and foolish charges were based, and convinced all of the falsity of those charges." Ellen detailed their personal financial situation. "And while looking up matters relative to the real value of our property, we found to his astonishment, and that of all present, that it amounted to only $1,500, besides his horses and carriage, and remnants of editions of books and charts, the sale of which for the past year, as stated by the secretary, has not been equal to the interest on the money he owes to the publishing association." She added, "The investigation was a thorough one and resulted in freeing us from the charges brought against us, and restoring feelings of perfect union. Hearty and heartrending confessions of the cruel course pursued toward us here have been made, and the signal blessing of God has come upon us all." On October 22, Uriah Smith wrote of the good work for the church in this place during the past month, "We were gratified, as we saw the beneficial effects of the labors of Brother and Sister White here, September 14, that they proposed to hold further meetings with us on their return from the West, and we have had still more reason to be gratified as we have seen the progress of the meetings themselves. We believe substantial progress has been made. We rejoice in the plain and searching testimony, so necessary for these times. That these meetings, involving an investigation of various matters over which misunderstandings and wrong feelings have existed, will result in a better understanding of the position we should occupy, and strong and impregnable union for the future, we fully believe. The Review and Herald, October 22, 1860. The Lord is restoring Brother White, Smith wrote in closing his editorial, and giving both him and Sister White a testimony for his people richer in experience and stronger in power than ever before. Ibid. Appointments had been made for James and Ellen White to attend meetings in Roosevelt, New York, Ibid, October 15, 1867. But the rapidly unfolding developments led Ellen White to feel that she must issue, before they left, another testimony pamphlet, reviewing the experiences through which they had passed during the year 1867. This information would help many, and now that situations had reached a favorable level, she labored feverishly to fill out copy for testimony number 13. This was rushed through the press so that it could be finished before the Whites left Battle Creek and they could take copies with them. In fact, the October 22nd issue of the Review was cut from the usual 16 pages to 8, for part of the working force had been taken off the Review to work on number 13, and also, so that all the Review employees could attend the important meetings being held. The shortened issue, dated October 22nd, 2 days before the Whites were to leave for the Eastern tour, carried James White's back page note that testimony number 13 is now ready.